The Eskimos, you know, the people in the North Pole, have a clever way of catching wolves. This is how they do it. They would bring out a knife laced with blood, and the knife is layered with ice, and then laced with blood, and then ice. And then they would stick the knife into the ground, and you know the wolves, they have strong sense of smell. So eventually in the evening, they would find the knife, and they would start licking the knife. And of course, as the wolves start licking the knife, the tongue becomes numb because it is cold. And the more the wolf licks the knife, the more that energy comes in, rush in, because they want to lick the blood that is layered in the knife. And before they know it, they reach the blade and cut their tongue. But because the tongue is already numb, they don't feel it. And they start, you know, drinking the blood, not knowing that it is actually their own blood that they are drinking. And in the end, they die because of loss of blood. You see, temptation is like that knife laced blood. When we keep licking on the temptation, it numbs us until such time we reach the blade of sin. And by the time we reach the blade of sin, we no longer feel it. And sometimes we're actually drinking our own blood of sin, which leads to spiritual death. Today, the first Sunday of Lent, in Mark chapter 1, verse 12 to 15, a very short gospel about the temptation of Jesus. There is a parallel gospel in Matthew chapter 4, which itemized the three temptations of Jesus. You see, temptation is everywhere. It is in the desert, in the streets, in our homes, in church, and even in our very room. Temptation is all around us. And they are very strong and real, real. Let me give to you first the practical suggestions how we can, you know, deal with temptation. The first is pray and flee. What do you mean by that? It simply means that when the temptation is there, immediately pray. Pray. And there are so many prayers. One of the best prayers to deal with temptation is the prayer to the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Second, as we are praying, we have to pull back from the occasion of sin that is at hand. Example, this is the example that I gave this morning and yesterday. When you're in the internet and suddenly there is a temptation, there are so many temptations to look into impure sites. Pray, Lord, I'm weak, help me. Or the prayer of the divine mercy, Jesus, I trust in you. Or come, Holy Spirit. But then, it's not enough that we pray. We have to pull back from our computers. If you have a stick on, put a stick on in your computer and say, Satan, you will not catch me this time. Just pull back for a few minutes. Away from the occasion of sin. One of also the temptations that is very common is gossiping. When we are in a group and we start gossiping or start you know, maligning another person when we are there. And, you know, sometimes we want to contribute and we want to be part of the conversation, even if the conversation could lead to hurting other people. Start praying. The moment we realize that we want to contribute, pray. But don't stop there. Pull out from, you know, just pull away from the conversation, from the occasion of sin that is at hand. You see, in temptation, we need to be courageous. Courageous that we rely on God in prayer. But we need to be also cowards. Cowards because we have to pull out or pull back from the occasion of sin. Very practical. Second point and last point. Imitate the way Jesus dealt with temptation. And how did Jesus deal with the temptation? Don't escape from the desert. Stay in. Jesus could have easily pulled out from the desert when the temptation of the devil started. But no, he had to face the temptation. For us, we deal with so many temptations in our life. Don't escape the temptation. Find Jesus in that place. Find Jesus in that moment of temptation and stay in the embrace of Jesus. You see, temptation is real. It is as real as when we pinch our skin. If it's not that real to us, there is something wrong. Sin is also real. It's real. We have to feel, we have to know that we are in the verge of sinning. Many times, people who are tempted are bombarded with waves of despair and hopelessness, as if there is no, we don't have a choice, as if we're hopeless. But that is not true. That is not true. Isn't it that Jesus told us in the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 12, verse 9, my grace is sufficient because in power is perfected in weakness. Our first reading in the book of Genesis tells us about a covenant. That is a covenant of God. Don't think that God will leave us alone when we are tempted. We have to knock on heaven. We have to ask God to help us. And God is telling us, my grace is sufficient because power is perfected in weakness. Also, Jesus also promised in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, that He will not allow us to be tempted beyond our capacity. And that is also a covenant. God promised that He will not allow us to be tempted beyond what we are able to sustain. But we have to hold on to God. You see, many of us succumb to the temptation because many of us operate on our own rather than cooperate with the grace of God. Sometimes we think that we have the strength to deal with the temptations, our temptations. But remember that the devil is wise and cunning. He is like a lion roaring lion looking for someone to devour constantly. And if we give the devil even the tip of your finger, he will grab your whole hands, and before you know it, he will grab your soul. That's how the devil operates. Don't think that we have the power to face the devil alone. And that is why don't operate as if we can on our own face our temptation, but cooperate with the grace of God. To end, there is actually a formula that Saint Mother Teresa uses. And she said, the fruits of silence is prayer. The fruits of prayer is faith. The fruits of faith is love. The fruits of love is service. The fruits of service is peace. Peace that will allow us to face and overcome our temptations in life. It is only when we have that peace in us, the peace that God gives, that they are able to strongly face and overcome our temptations. Please all stand. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only